Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. September 14th, 1909. Sweat beaded across the brow of 7-year-old Eric Little that warm September afternoon, and he wiped it toward the line of blonde hair slicked with perspiration. "Come on, Rob," he shouted. "Throw the ball." Rob, Eric's older brother, darted along the dry grass of Black Heath's meager playing field, his eyes searching for the best teammate to pass to. Finding a ready classmate, he tossed the oval rugger ball, then started toward his brother. "Look," he said, reaching Eric. "Mom and Jenny are here." Eric turned in the direction Rob pointed. For a year now, since he and Rob had been enrolled in the London boarding school of Blackheath, their mother and younger sister Jenny had visited often, although not usually during class time. "Should we go?" Eric began, stopping as Rob pulled him by the shirt sleeve toward their mother and sister. Mary Little bent down to wrap each of them in a hug, then stood again. She looked down at Jenny. "We've come to say goodbye." Eric cocked his head as his mother swallowed hard. Was this the day his mother had told them about? The day she and Jenny would leave England for China, where his father had returned a year earlier? "Are you leaving then?" Rob asked. "For the boat?" Mary nodded as wisps of dark hair fell away from the pins that held her thick tresses in place at the nape of her neck. She squatted before them, taking their hands in hers. "I want you boys to promise me you'll be good for the headmaster. And study hard, and write to me as often as you can." "Will you write to us, Mummy?" Eric asked, feeling the tremor in his mother's hand. She squeezed in assurance. "Every week, like clockwork." She looked each of them in the eye. "Now do you promise?" "We promise," they said together. Their mother gathered them into her arms again, pressing her lips against their moist cheeks. Eric breathed in the fresh scent of her. She smelled like the heather that grew along the hills of Scotland. "I love you both so much, and I'll miss you most terribly. Never forget that." "We won't." Mary stood again and drew in a shaky breath. "Say goodbye to Jenny, then." Both boys gave their sister a hug as their mother continued her instructions. "All right. Off you go, my boys. Back to your play." Eric lagged behind his brother in the return, then looked over his shoulder to see if their mother was still watching them. But she and Jenny had already begun to walk away, hand in hand. "Rob," he said loudly enough for his brother to hear over the voices of the other boys. Rob cast him a backward glance. "Do you think it will be many days before we see them again?" Rob nodded. "Many, many days. Years, Eric." Eric's brow furrowed. Years. Years without his mother, without his father, without Jenny. He took a final look toward the fading figures of the two most important females in his life. But years with Rob. At least he had his older brother. By 1920, separation was nothing new for Eric Little. He'd lived with it nearly his entire life. Born the second son of missionaries to China in the frost-bitten winter of 1902, only 17 months after his older brother Rob, Eric had left his birthplace at the tender age of 5 and crossed vast oceans to Great Britain.